On March 3, the foreign ministers of Quad member countries reaffirmed their commitment to supporting a free and open Indo-Pacific, which is inclusive and resilient. We reiterate our conviction that the Quad, acting as a force for regional and global good, will be guided by the priorities of the Indo-Pacific region through its positive and constructive agenda. Through the Quad, we seek to support the region through practical cooperation on contemporary challenges such as health security, climate change and the clean energy transition, the joint statement said. It also sought to address the debt crisis through sustainable, transparent, fair lending and financing practices, space cooperation, cybersecurity, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, HADR, maritime security, and counterterrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar chaired the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting here, and it was attended by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Japan and Australian Foreign Ministers Yoshimasa Hayashi and Penny Wong, respectively. Over the Ukraine-Russia conflict, the statement said, there is a need for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in Ukraine in accordance with international law, including the UN Charter. We continued to discuss our responses to the conflict in Ukraine and the immense human suffering it is causing, and concurred that the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons is inadmissible. We underscored the need for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in Ukraine in accordance with international law, including the UN Charter, the statement said. We emphasized that the rules-based international order must respect sovereignty, territorial integrity, transparency and peaceful resolution of disputes. The foreign ministers also emphasized that the rules-based international order must respect the sovereignty, territorial integrity, transparency and peaceful resolution of disputes. The Quad foreign ministers also condemned the launch of yet another intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, on February 16, 2023, and said it violates UN Security Council resolutions, UNSCRS. The leaders said the Quad countries are committed to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and urged North Korea to comply with its obligations under UNSCRS. The foreign ministers also raised concerns over the use of emerging and evolving technologies, such as unmanned aerial systems, in terrorist activities. The leaders unequivocally condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all its forms and manifestations. They denounced the use of terrorist proxies and emphasized the importance of denying any logistical, financial or military support to terrorist organizations. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar condemned the terrorist attacks in Mumbai and Pathankot. The joint statement said, "We look forward to the next Quad Leaders Summit being hosted by Australia this year. We will work closely to align and complement Quad's agenda with Japan's presidency of the G7, India's presidency of the G20 and the United States APEC host year in 2023. Regarding the Myanmar situation, the Quad ministers strongly emphasized the importance of maintaining peace, stability and prosperity and expressed deep concern at the deteriorating situation in Myanmar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that Quad foreign ministers agreed on a counter-terrorism working group, and the issue of terrorists should not be politicized. Speaking at the Quad foreign minister meeting in New Delhi, he said Quad is working successfully because its origins lie in common good and it reflects innate virtue. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, for Quad the future is Indo-Pacific, and the group is rightly focused on what is happening in Ukraine. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi reiterated that Quad is not a military grouping. He said that Quad does not try to exclude anybody, including China. He maintained that as long as China abides by international norms and laws, then there is not any conflicting issue between China and Quad.